Quick. All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you two.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions respectfully brings to you the 113th episode of the Four Tales podcast. I'm your host, Kyron Silva from Taurus Comics. Across the way is a heliotrope storyteller of Ace Blade, Daniel Jeremiah Quickens, and together we are your two award-winning blurred comic creators here to help you find your next favorite comic. We are live on Age the Geekdom Network via Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, and Danny's TikTok. So if you're listening or watching us live, thank you for your support. But don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and review this podcast because all your positive reviews and interactions help us reach a bigger audience. Yeah, no, it is about time.
I forgot to even go live on TikTok. I forgot to even press the button.
I mean, this is just that episode. Nothing is going right with this episode from the beginning.
Hey, man, it happens, man. It happens. Production issues, you know. Do you have on a house party shirt?
It's not a house party shirt per se. It's a homage to house party for a local radio show that I listen to.
Oh, D-Lo and KC. Okay.
So it's a sports radio show, but they do it live like we do. And they have their Twitch commenters and YouTube commenters and Twitter commenters. But we're all called the Chatty House. That's the group watches live, so. This is a shirt I got from them.
Nice. Okay.
For being a loyal listener. We should do that. We should give some listeners some free stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I can't help but notice that last week you had a baby face and now this week you have an uneven hairy adult face again. What's going on? What is happening right now, Kyron?
It's even. Is it not? Is it not
it's,
even?
It's not even. It's not even, Kyron.
Oh, yeah, I missed the spot right there. You're right. Okay. All right.
I want y'all to see this. You gotta turn the camera around.
Okay. Do you want me to do this so it can?
How do I flip the camera? Y'all see this? Look at Kyron's face.
I feel like this is even. Is this not even?
It's not even, Kyron. Look straight at the camera. It's not even. It's not even, sir.
It's even if I go like this.
There you go. You gotta give him a left tilt smolder.
Okay, so what is it I got into? So, okay, last week we had a poll made because y'all said you did not like my mustache being gone. So I actually put a poll up. I put it up in the live chat. I even put it up on our Spotify account. And I asked you guys if I should bring the mustache back.
And how did the poll go? What was the results?
Here we go. 67% of y'all said, yes, bring the mustache back. 33% of y'all said, no, leave it the way it was. There we go. So I drew that shit back on.
Had to bring it back after 1 week. Hey, it looks better. Even like this, it looks better than it looks last week. Even uneven, it looks still better than the baby face.
Okay. Damn, my baby face wasn't that bad, huh?
It was jarring to see you like that. I understand. Sometimes I get the urge to just cut it all off, but I've seen myself. Myself without facial hair, and don't nobody need those problems. So,
dang, even Sarah's in the chat talking about Sarah even said
it's not even. So
I'm just gonna do like this the entire rest of this episode. So
terrible.
And we apologize for being late. We were supposed to have Shandar Wilson on, amazing artist, writer, creator of the series Future Shock. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties and we weren't able to actually get him on. Yeah, you see how disappointed Danny is. He was just like, "Nah, this ain't gonna happen today."
It didn't work out. I mean, we wanted to talk to him. He was definitely, an amazing artist, and we just couldn't get it.
Sarah's right. It's understandable. This is just a week's growth. That's why it's uneven. I haven't been able to trim it.
Oh, okay.
So this is just from 1 week's growth. That's all.
Hey, well, at least you still got the color, because mine grows in 100% great. What's up, Grant Randall? How you doing, brother? TikTok is in the building, hanging out with us. So,
there is this product called Just for Men that you can use. They do it for beards, also.
Nah,
just a little bit will do you.
I would want to dye it purple, and nobody's. I work for the federal government, and I don't think that they would like that very much. So,
I want to see that now.
I would do it.
I want to see that now. I need you to do that, even if it's just for like a day.
I might. Maybe we'll do a poll for something special when Ace Blade 8 comes out. When Ace Blade 8 comes out, if we, maybe that'll be a Kickstarter stretch goal or something like that. We'll see.
Say less.
Sarah said less. Better than her mustache. As long as it grows in even, it's okay. But sometimes, it just like Kyron's, it'll come up one side and the hairs on the other side.
If I can do this and just sort of like,
let it be. So since we're on the show, since we don't have a guest, I'm gonna ask you about X-Men. Did you watch this last week's episode of X-Men?
Yes, I did. I've watched every episode, but before you ask your question, we have our X-Men episode in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's true.
So do we really want to get into it, or do you want to wait?
Well, I want to know your opinion, because the characters that they're introducing are not characters that I know. I'm not, I didn't read comics at all growing up. I just watched the cartoons. So if it wasn't in the cartoons, I didn't know about it. So this Bastion guy.
Ooh, you don't know Bastion. Okay.
I don't know Bastion at all. So, the way that they, presented him and introduced, the whole situation is dope. Like, I love the updated, the updated Sentinels stuff. I like that. I like the evolution. I like that stuff. But I don't know the character, so I'm kind of torn in between. Do I do the research and potentially spoil the show for myself, or do I just watch these next three episodes? And, just enjoy the ride.
Well, your team spoiled all the way, so I feel like you should just go ahead and read and find out.
Yeah, I figure. I might as well. I don't think it'll spoil it for me. I don't have that. I can enjoy something while I'm in it. I'm not thinking about ancillary things while I'm watching a show, most times. So even if they showed something in a trailer, or I know something from a comic, or I know whatever, I can still enjoy, the music or the art or the TV or the, story. Yeah. Even if I know what's going on. Like, I was just watching, me and Tiana were watching Winter Soldier last night, and I'm enjoying it. Like, it was my first time. I've seen Winter Soldier probably literally 30 times. And I'm
that was hilarious when I called you and you're like, "I'm watching Winter Soldier." I'm like, "Wait a minute. Haven't you seen that movie?" He's like, "Yeah, it's my favorite movie. I'm watching it again."
I watched the Cap trilogy more than I watch anything else. That and probably Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. I watch that all the time too. Mm. But like, it's funny because my kids have watched it and Tiana have watched it, but they were clearly not paying attention when they watched it the first times, because they're asking questions like they never seen it before. So I'm still enjoying it. Like, okay. These, I remember this story. This is great. And they're like, "Wait a minute, what is Hydra?" I'm like, "What is Hydra? Did you like what? What is Hydra?" This poll doesn't count.
This poll counts. That poll counts. If you are watching live, I put the link in the live for you to go vote to see if Danny should color his goatee purple. I will also put it in the Spotify settings for if you're listening the podcast.
This poll does not count.
If this mustache counts because of y'all poll, the goatee counts.
You made the poll. You made the poll for yourself. I'm not. I didn't agree to this. This is not in my contract, sir.
Whatever.
Yeah. So like I said, I'll do it for like a. I might do it for like. Well, they're shutting down TikTok now. Yeah. So I can't do it for TikTok.
Weren't you supposed to be getting another tattoo from a previous?
No. Morgan was supposed to get a tattoo if he hit the stretch goal, but he did not.
Okay.
So, no, Dave. We're not doing that. It's not going to happen.
No, we're doing it. So, come next. Oh, wait. We're not going to have a show next week either.
We don't have a show next week.
Okay. So, we're going to leave this poll up for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you can leave it up all you want to. I'm not.
Sarah is right. Gray or purple, Sacramento Kings colors. That's perfect. That works so well.
If the Sacramento Kings make it to the finals, I will dye my... Oh, wait a minute. If the Los Angeles Lakers make it to the finals, I... You know what? I don't...
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen at all.
It's gonna happen either. It's gonna happen either, so...
Bro, why... A lot of these games have been really bad to watch.
The first two games, like, some of them have been really good and some of them have been really bad. Like, the Philly Knicks series has been largely good. The first two games of the Lakers series was good. Like,
was it really though?
Not yet. It worked. The games were really good. But
did you really at any point during those first two games, did you think the Lakers actually had a chance to win?
Yeah, I did. I had the fan anxiety of we could win this, but we could also lose this. Like, I was right there, you know, that anxiousness of watching sports. Like, you just don't know, you know. Okay. But the third game, I didn't feel like – I never felt like we had control of the game. Yeah. I was disappointed the most of the time. Now, this game Saturday, it could go either way. Either they can come out and actually try to win one, or they can just, you know. I'm hoping Darvin Ham goes into the locker room before the game and is like, if you don't believe we can win, stay your ass in the locker room. If you don't believe we can win a championship, stay in the locker room.
And then, you know, D'Angelo Russell will stay in the locker room at that point.
He'd be like, oh, really? That's an option? All right. That's an option? Cool. I'll stay in here on my phone. No problem.
That's so much wasted talent on that boy.
Bro, it's so crazy. I told somebody, I was like, we need like the spirit of Kobe Bryant to inhabit his body for the next 3 months, because that's the only way that we would win in anything right now.
It does feel like since Kobe died, the Lakers organization has just faltered a lot.
It's been a mess. They had
they won the championship. That was like, oh, this is in Kobe's name sort of thing. And after that, they've really fallen off, dude.
It's been a mess. It's been a mess, bro. But you read any comics this week? You reading anything?
Yeah, I read Future Shock by Shandar Wilson.
Me too. I did also.
I was really hoping that we'd have him on, because there were aspects of that book that I was really excited to talk about. There was religious aspects of the book. There was the team building. Yep. There was the family dynamics between three of the characters, and I was like,
how to kill Hitler.
Right. Yeah,
you know, how to kill Hitler in the book. That was cool.
And I was like, all right. It was going in so many different directions, but I could see how they were coming together.
I could see the team building. I was excited about. I was liking that. But I had the big question I wanted to ask is, what are they building the team for? Like, we haven't. Unless I missed it, I don't know what the big threat is. But I'm only three issues in, so I don't know.
There wasn't like a big individual threat. There was a team of assassins that was going around killing the original guard of Avengers-like characters.
Okay.
And that's what the new team was forming to basically stop this assassin team.
Okay.
So you got to get to like issue 4 or 5 to get to understand that. But and he was dropping hints here and there throughout the first couple of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I was intrigued, willing to go back and read more.
I'm definitely going to finish reading them.
And he has 10 issues, right?
10 issues, yeah.
10 issues done by him by himself. All the artwork, all the writing,
inks, colors, lettering, everything. That's a feat right there.
Yeah.
How many issues do you have, Kyron?
Of what book, Danny?
Of Shaman's Destiny.
I have 6 issues of that.
Man, that's an accomplishment right there.
Thank you. Yeah. I also have 4 issues of Solid Lightning Wielder, 1 issue of StarCore, and 1 issue of Ruby from Planet Oz.
You didn't do Saw yourself, though. It's not.
I know. It's not. It's okay, though.
Still a great series. Still.
And how many books did you have by yourself, Danny?
I did all of every issue of Ace Blade. I did it all myself. I created the character by myself. I did the character designs. I did the sketches, the layouts, everything all by myself. So, all 7 issues completely by me. No, I couldn't do that.
What is Ace Blade's co-creator's name? Hollis?
Chris
Hollis. We need to have him on the show at one point.
I asked him if he wants to come on. He just, he's better in person. He says, I think he would do good on an interview on something like this, but he's more of an in-person guy. We're like the polar opposites. He's great in person. I'm terrible in person. I'm good online. He's terrible online. I don't know what it is, but we'll get him on here eventually.
Okay. You keep saying that because this is, I think, the second time I've asked you. So we are definitely going to have him.
And on. I asked him. He just, he doesn't do many interviews. He doesn't really do online stuff. So, we'll get him on here eventually.
Okay.
Once the Ace Blade movie comes out, we'll have to.
So I know you had a poll recently where you're asking people if you should do a movie or a game. Did you get your answer?
Yes.
Can you tell us what it is?
The answer is not the video game. Okay. The answer is the movie for sure.
Okay.
I'll be honest. The poll also said, most people wanted to see the movie, but I talked to people who've made video games and the budget that I had in mind for making the kind of game that I want to make was not even close to what they were saying. The people who've made video, most people don't know. And I didn't know. Like, I have no experience making video games. So I was like, oh, man, I would have close to the same budget for each one. I could probably, whatever. They were like, no, whatever you think you're going to spend, quadruple it. And I was like, why? For what? And just, the things that go into making a game. It's more like it's closer to animation than. And then, you have a whole computer system that you have to code and, depending on, which platforms you use and all that stuff. I've worked with on AAA games and I saw the writing on the wall. Yeah, see, I got it. I had Talker of Ticks on here telling me that same thing right now. So
what's up, Talker?
thanks for the
donation. That Talker of Ticks is an amazing artist, by the way.
Also. Yeah. Awesome. Mom, you done some amazing pieces for me. So I'm going to try to get him. I need to get one of the variant covers done. So, I got some Kyron Silva covers coming too. Do you still have any? Are you out?
Oh, the Ace Blade?
Yeah.
I'm still out. I have not put an order in for anything recently. I've been busy, dude.
Busy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Busy is how it is these days.
I'm still sort of waiting for the cover image info from a Mr. Danny Quick that I requested a while ago.
The cover image? What do you mean?
Yeah. The logo and all the cover dressing stuff. I asked you for that. Yeah.
For Ace Blade or for Black Rose?
For Ace Blade number 1. I asked you for that like weeks ago.
I could have swore I sent you that, but maybe
you sent me the PDF, which is great, and I didn't need that, but I wanted to update a couple things on the image I did. So I needed the cover dressing so I can put that in.
Okay. I'll try to let me write a note. Andy Danny notebook.
You really do have a notebook. That's crazy.
I need it. I need it, man. My brain stuff happening. Yeah. Number one, I'm old. Number two, my brain is not equipped to handle the 1,000 things that comes with being a husband and a father and an adult, a 40-year-old adult who has medical issues and a comic book creator who's juggling multiple projects. It's not built for that. So I have to write stuff down and or I will forget it. So
and I'm getting older, so
yeah, you're like 37 now.
Yes. Yep. Yes, I am. 37.
Yeah. Definitely not 45.
Well, I'm definitely not 45 either.
Closer to 45 than 37. Fuck you.
This is why I hate you so much.
So no, anyway. Stop it. You shouldn't even say that anymore.
So I put a poll in the chat again. If y'all want to go vote.
No.
Go to the link.
I would do it for if they don't ban TikTok, I might do it when Aceblade 8 comes out.
Let's see. I'm still waiting on my Aceblade 7.
I know. That's why I took it down. I took it down out of the TikTok shop. I took all that down because I'm about to focus the next. What is June 19th? I'm trying to get everything caught up before June 19th because I want to have Aceblade number 8 released in and I don't want to, you know, owe anybody anything. So,
What's the significance of June 19th?
July 19th, I'm sorry. Okay. It's 30 days after the Epiphany engine launches. So after that campaign is done, Aceblade will be right after that. So
okay. All right, man. Well, our time's almost up.
Yeah.
Is there anything you wanna talk about outside of that?
I read a comic called what was the name of it? It's by Jamal Igel and what is the name of that comic book? It's with the future dudes. What's the name of the comic? You know what it is.
I don't know. Dudley, the future is black?
Something. No. It's Dudley. God, oh. I can't remember.
I mean, you mentored Jamal Igel. That's a Dudley Datson and the Forever Machine. Dudley Datson.
Yeah, him and Scott Snyder. Scott Snyder and Jamal Igel.
Okay. Dudley
Datson. Yeah, it's a the first issue of that came out, and it was really interesting. I enjoyed it. The art was great. The story was great. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
Okay. I recommend is what you're saying.
Yep. Super recommend. I think people should check it out. It's
looks like it comes out from Dark Horse.
Sounds cool. Dark Horse, yes, Dark Horse. So, and the next one will be out, I think, in 2 months. So, definitely get it. I think it's worth
56 pages. That's a big book.
Yeah. It was a long story, and
okay,
good too.
All right, man. Where I go out and read Dudley Datson and the Forever Machine from Scott Snyder, Jamal Igel, Juan Castro, and Chris Sotomayor. Oh, thank you. You'd offered. Okay, what is it with Kick? What is it with the people in Kick that you just come out just hostile? Come out
from nowhere, bro.
Just seriously, like, are you that bored that you just feel like you gotta, you know, just be rude for no reason?
That's how they do, man.
That's weird.
Why do we even stream over there? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know. We're about to stop streaming from there. But
That's what they want, Kyron.
That's true.
That's what they want.
Hey, you know what? That actually helps us, huh? Because that just helps the algorithm and
engagement.
Get more people.
Engagement. But either way, I guess I'll go outside and do some yard work today. My daughter's prom is today, so get ready for her to go there. And what you got going on for the rest of the day?
Well, try to think. After this, I'm gonna go take a shower. And
quick takes. Why do you have a random quick takes?
If you've never been on our show before, quick takes is a rapid fire session where Danny answers questions because we don't have a guest here. And he's going to have 45 seconds to answer these questions.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, we're going to have some fun with this. And these questions should be easy because these are questions you wrote.
Lakers in 7.
All right.
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. I'm trying to read these the way you would have done it, but I'm trying to think. So I see you like to do things with your family and you're a big family person. So I want to know, which would you rather do, dominoes or cards, if you had the chance?
That's actually really tough for me because all of us recently learned how to play dominoes. Okay. And it's really enjoyable and I'm actually good at it. Okay. But we also taught our kids how to play spades and I'm on a winning.
You didn't know how to play spades, right?
No, I knew how to play spades. Oh, my, okay. Our teenage daughters didn't know how to play. So we taught DJ, we taught Kendra, Stephanie and DJ how to play spades. And they are actually, me and DJ are undefeated in spades and, Kendra and Stephanie are very, competitive when it comes to spades. So it's really fun. So cards for me. I'll say cards.
Okay. All right. Xingxian in the chat. What's up?
What's up, Xingxian?
How are you doing today? All right. Question number two. You should already know these questions by now. But what is the best and worst part of creating?
The best part is finishing whatever you made. The worst part is having to sell whatever you made.
Okay.
Right. No, it's not. No? The worst part is the logistics of getting whatever you sold to the people who bought them. That's the worst part.
Really? That's therapeutic for me.
Logistics is, I hate logistics, man. If I could just make the stuff and sell it to you, and then my responsibility ended there, I would be 100%, I would be a happy creator. But now I actually have to make sure I keep the things in stock and then package them safely and get them to the people. I hate it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Question number three. We talked about this earlier, how you did a poll if you're going to do a movie or video game. So what is your dream mainstream project? I don't know why I connected the two. I don't think that's the reason
weird. That you're going to do it. But okay. My dream mainstream project, I want to write, oh my God. I actually need to talk to a editor at DC because I have an amazing story for Green Lantern. I have I don't even want to say it. Like, you know me, I'm team spoiler alert.
Well, but this, we gotta, which Green Lantern are we talking about? Because it may be our boy.
Any of them. I have a new Green Lantern story to write. I want to create a new Green Lantern. And I also have a story that involves the Green Lanterns, the Indigo Corp, and the Yellow Lanterns. That I think would be amazing.
Okay.
So that right now is my dream mainstream job.
Okay. If you do somehow do that dream mainstream job, don't make another Earthbound Green Lantern. There's like way too many.
Yeah, in the sector. This is going to be way out somewhere. It's going to be out there where Sojourner and them are. This is way out there somewhere.
All right. Question four. You are the writer on books like Ace Blade, and you helped with King Supreme, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're also the writer on Ballad of the Black Rose. Yep. Is there any other books that you've done that I'm missing?
We did The Light Within with Freestyle Comics. Okay. Wrote that one. And I've written some anthology stuff. Like, what was ours called? Santa Baby. What was it called?
It doesn't matter. All I Want for Christmas. But it doesn't matter. If you were going to pick one project out of everything you've done and you could choose any artist in the world to draw that project, who would you choose and for what project? Like, who would be your fan artist option?
Oh, man. I would want Daryl Banks to draw Ace Blade exclusively for the next 50 issues if I could.
Okay.
Daryl Banks is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And
which is amazing because I remember a few weeks ago when we asked you who your top five favorite artists were, and Daryl Banks was not on that list. I'll go back and get the receipts
because he is above the list. He doesn't belong in alongside any other artist. Daryl Banks is his own list. Okay. He is a list. It's Dylan. He spit.
Wouldn't it be Daryl.
All right. Nah, Daryl Banks, man, of course. He's just great, consistent, amazing, amazing work. And it would be Ace Blade.
Okay. So not me on Ballad of the Black Rose. I get you. I understand. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I don't have to dream. I don't have to dream that because I already have that. Like, I plan on, I was actually writing Ballad of the Black Rose before we started this, and 7 issues, buddy. Me and you.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
More horses in issue 2, too.
Fuck you.
More horses.
All right. Question 5, and you do a top 5 show called Top 5 Live with your best friends, Morgan and Javon Stokes.
We do that.
That makes it sound like they're brothers. Morgan Iverson and Javon Stokes. I don't want to give Morgan improper last name.
Terrible.
So, but question 5 is always a top 5 question, and you wrote a good one here. So I want to know your top 5 ways to build an indie community.
Man. I was trying to get it from him. Let me see. Top 5 ways to build in a community. 1, buy each other's work. Okay. Number 2, share each other's work. Number 3, use whatever connections you have to further each other's work.
Okay.
4, hire each other. Hire each other. And number 5, number 5, don't use AI in your projects.
I love that. That's a good one. It's a good one. That's very good.
There it is.
All right. That was great. I mean, you did that flawlessly.
Hey, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, as they say.
You are not new to this. That was good quick takes. This week's quick takes are brought to you by Cactus ATV Tours. When you're in Mexico, go to Cactus ATV Tours and get your ATV on.
Nice. Love it.
All right.
And also brought to you by Just for Men. Because I'm gonna buy some this week.
If you go to the link that I will put in the chat and also in the podcast link, you can vote if you want Danny to color his goatee purple. So
not saying that's going to happen, but you can vote all you want to.
Well, we're going to leave that vote up for the next 2 weeks.
Kyron, where do people find you?
Wow. Damn. No, see, you can't do that to me. All right.
I don't have the button to do.
All right. Thank you, Danny, for being on the show, as usual.
Thank you, Kyron, for being on the show.
You're an amazing co-host.
I'm just trying to make you proud.
Shondar, if you're watching, we got to figure out a time that you can be on because we got questions. We need answers. So
definitely.
We'll figure it out. Like I mentioned earlier, we are not going to have a show next week. Next week is Free Comic Book Day around the country.
Yep.
So we will both be at different locations. Where are you going to be at next week?
I'm going to be at Acme Comics, but I'm just shopping. I'm just going to go out there and take part in the festivities.
Okay. All right. And I will be at Comics and Collectibles in Sacramento. If you are near the area, please come by. I will be there all day. But join us in 2 weeks where we are going to have Sarah White from the Laguna Studios on the program talk about their newest adventure where they're going to rake in a whole bunch of money.
More.
Yeah.
They killed it with the X-Heroes.
Can we even say X-Heroes? That feels like we're going to get
it. I don't know. Yeah. they're gonna kill it again. So.
All right. But Danny, where can people check out your work?
If you want to find me, fourthwallpros.com and the Ace Blade on all social media platforms. Kyron, where can people find you?
You can find me at TaurusComics.com and at TaurusComics on all social media platforms. And this is the first time you've ever watched this program with myself and Daniel Jeremiah Quickens. You can go to our website, FourTalesPodcast.com, listen to our previous episodes, maybe support us financially, buy some merchandise, buy us a coffee, as they say, help us out. But until next time, sayonara, goodbye, and everyone, please take care of yourselves. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.